Today is the feast of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I will offer a short meditation on the Gospel derived from one of the Fathers of the Church. A Father is an authority from the early centuries of the Church, recognized by the Church for holiness of life and orthodox teaching. The Church has always turned to the writings of the Fathers for guidance in the true faith, as they represent to us the tradition of the Church, one of the two sources from which the Church draws the truths that she teaches. Today's meditation is taken from Origen, a priest and confessor of the 3rd century who wrote numerous works explaining the Gospels and the Christian faith. Origen draws our attention to the fact that Mary and Joseph, in seeking Jesus, represent all of us as Christians who also seek him. And where will we find him? In the Church. Like Mary and Joseph, we too must seek him sorrowing, and in this world's valley of tears, he will relieve our sorrow. Origen writes, "When Jesus was 12 years old, he remained in Jerusalem. His parents, not knowing where he was, seek earnestly everywhere for him, but do not find him. They seek him among their friends. They seek him in the company traveling. They seek him among the people they know, and among all these they do not find him. Jesus is therefore sought for by his parents, by the Father who is his guardian and was the companion of his flight into Egypt. And yet when he is looked for, he is not found. Jesus is not among his kindred and blood relations, not among these who have bodily ties with him. In the company of the throng, Jesus cannot be found. Learn where those who seek him will find him, that you, seeking with Mary and Joseph, may find him." And seeking him, says the evangelist, they found him in the temple, not anywhere, but in the temple. And not simply in the temple, but sitting in the midst of the doctors, hearing them and asking them questions. Do you, therefore, seek him in the temple of God, seek him in the church, seek him among the teachers who are in the temple and who depart not from it. If you so seek him, you will find him. That we may therefore hear his words, that he may put questions to us, which he himself will answer, let us beseech him. Let us seek him in much laboring and with sorrow of spirit, and then we shall be able to find him whom we seek. For not idly was it written, Thy Father and I have sought thee sorrowing. He who seeks Jesus, let him not seek carelessly or casually or for the passing moment as many seek him, and so cannot find him. Let us, however, say to him, We have sought thee sorrowing. And when we have said this, he will make answer to our laboring soul that has sought him with anguish. Through these words of your holy confessor and priest, Lord Jesus Christ, may we too, like Mary and Joseph, find you in your church.